Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Somebody been texting me, and I don't know who it is.
Yeah, Chris has just been getting these random texts.
What do they say?
I don't know. They sound pretty ghetto. I thought it was one of you guys messing with me.
Do you think I just got, like, a new cell phone number just to mess with you?
I don't know. Did you?
What's the area code?
323.
What is that, L.A.?
Yep. Yeah.
Pretty expensive trick on my part.
It starts out with, sup, and then I say, hey, and then they say, what you doing? And they spell it W-A-T. I think they meant what. And then I said, nothing, what about you? And then they said, none thing. And they spelled it N-U-N.
So there are two possibilities.
I don't know.
One of them is
like,
they're religiously related, or another, she's a ninja.
She was saying, I'm just doing the nun thing. And then I said, nun thing with a question mark. And she, or he or she says, L-Y-K, doing B, nothing.
Oh, wait. I feel like I'm on Wheel of Fortune here.
Say what is L-Y-K?
Say that again.
L-Y-K, that's one word. Second word, D-O-I-N-B, like boy. Doing nothing.
Is L-Y-K supposed to be like?
Or lick?
I really don't know.
Okay, so we can narrow down. This person clearly is not from this country.
Well, I don't know what it is. It's probably a woman because this person sounds really stupid. And it could be a black woman because they said my nigga at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
It could have just been random confusion.
I probably was.
Like, it doesn't have to be somebody that Chris has met and gave his phone number to.
That's well, true. Yeah, I know. It's probably just a random wrong number.
Well, what's the last thing you said to them?
I said, come over, and now they just sent me one. No, you come over. And I have to...
Listen, here's what you do. Tell them, no, you come over, but spell come, C-U-M.
What if this is a guy I'm talking to who I don't know? Or worse, that I know. What if this is a guy that I do know, and I'm saying, oh, you come over, C-U-M. And then I see him at work tomorrow. How can I find out the gender of a person who I don't know?
Oh, that's a good question. This is ooh.
Make a joke about peen standing up.
Like, how do you work that?
I know. I'll ask this person if their dick ever itches.
What if it is a guy, but he just has a really unitchy dick?
Damn it. You're right. I thought this was foolproof.
I wonder if I'm the
if it was a girl, she'd be like,
ever.
No, because I have a pussy. And I'll be like, right. That's right.
If I'm the first person ever to say unitchy dick.
But you're right. They might have a dick, but it's not itchy. But who can honestly say they've never had an itchy dick?
I can't stop laughing from the word itchy dick.
My dick itches every day about 3 o'clock.
It sounds like a comedian from like the 1930s.
No, I'm serious. Every day when I come home from work, my fucking dick itches.
Dick itches. Doesn't that sound like a guy's name?
Yeah.
And I know it can't be like crabs because they'd bite you all day long. They wouldn't just wait till you put in 8 hours.
This little shtick here reminds me of that Emerald Nut commercial where it talks about your hunger always shows up at 3 p.m. And that's like when Chris's dick itchiness shows up.
Dick itchiness still sounds like a name.
Dick itchiness?
I hope none of this goes out.
It's all going out. The name of this episode, Itchy Dick Itchy.
Dick itchiness.
We'll see how that works. stands for something shoe.
So producer Brian's in the studio.
All right, producer Brian.
What the fuck?
Brian, have you ever, you fix copy machines for a living.
Walk us through a day in the life of producer Brian. You wake up in the morning. What's the first thing you do when you're getting ready to fix a copy machine?
Have you ever had any adventures on the job?
Yes.
Have you really?
Not those kind of adventures.
Have you ever been fixing a copier and then accidentally gotten a boner? But then pretended like you didn't notice it and walked around to try to show it off?
I got toner on my hands.
What would people do? Because no one in the office knows you. And if you're just walking around with this big old boner, just walking around the office, would someone say something to you? You know they'd be talking shit later. But the girls would be like, oh, did you see his boner? That was kind of a nice boner.
Do you ever try to talk sexy with the girls about, like, your job? Like, you know, I think this cartridge needs more toner squirted into it. I've got just the thing for this copier.
What? I think this toner needs more. Wait, more. What did you say?
I've got just the tool for this job.
It might be a little too big, though. The tool I have. All right, let's do some reenacting, Chris. I'll be a secretary at Brian's work. You be Brian. Brian, you're going to be the boss at the job. You come in halfway through the scene to ask what's going on.
Do you really think this is going to work?
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine how it wouldn't work. All right. Oh, hi. How's it going? Thank you so much for coming in and fixing our copier.
No problem. My name's Brian.
Damn. Oh, it's nice to meet you, Brian. My name's Michelle. I'm the office. I work here in the office. It's kind of boring sometimes, but I like when we have outside people come in. You seem nice.
Yeah, I don't need your fucking life story.
Oh, you're so funny. So, but seriously, do you think you're going to be able to fix it? Because it's been broken for so long, it just needs to be fixed.
I don't know. Why don't you show me where the problem is?
Well, it just, it seems to be getting stuck lately, and it's not copying enough. It's out of toner.
Well, maybe you just need somebody as strong to come up and hit it hard. And maybe there's a jam in it. Let me just get my fingers in there and see what I find.
Oh, yeah, that seems like that will probably work.
God damn, it's hot in here. You don't mind if I take off my belt, do you?
Your belt? How will that cool you off? I mean, no, I don't mind, but...
Well, the waistline is where you lose half of the heat in your body. I read that.
No, I don't want... Every time we bring Brian in here, we just talk dirty.
Oh, well, when he's not in here, we talk clean, right?
No, I mean, we just start interviewing about his sex life.
Well, what the hell else is he going to tell us? I don't know. So what were you doing before we brought you in here?
I thought you didn't want to talk dirty.
Exactly.
No. He was jerking his gherkin.
No.
Dude,
were you making your socks crunchy?
Wait, what did you just say?
Were you making your socks crunchy?
That's what his answer should have been for a pair of brand of socks. Crunchy. Hey, did you guys ever, when you guys used to beat off in high school?
Don't talk over my laugh.
When you guys used to beat up in high school, did you ever like leave traces of it but not think about it? Like that you think your mom...
No, I would always think about it.
No, do you think your mom like found things and washed things that you beat off into?
A lot of times when I would walk through the woods, I would walk backwards and jerk off so I could find my way back.
Like the Hansel and Gretel of beating up.
I was like the Zodiac killer of beating off.
Were you really?
Like, I left some clues, but only to point people in the wrong direction.
Like, what would you do?
I would leave, like, one of Robbie's shoes and, like, a tissue on the ground. That way they would just think he did it.
What I would do is I would toy with the police. Every morning after a crime, I would jack off on the San Francisco Chronicle.
What? That's like a Zodiac killer reference.
More like the Hillside Strangler.
Really, do you think your parent, I mean, obviously your mom probably knew you were at right around beat off age when you were in high school or whatever, but did you ever, like, just,
why don't you tell us what you want to say?
I don't think I
you obviously have a story.
I don't think I did anything because I was doing my own laundry in high school, so I didn't do it. I'm just curious.
What did he say?
So you laundered the evidence.
How does he come up with this?
Why does he come up with this?
He comes up with, like, the best. He should write for one of those NBC shows. He has, like, the best one-liners.
So, Danny, you never got caught?
No, I don't. Not masturbating. I don't think so. But I was just, when you were talking about the socks thing, I definitely had a sock that was, you know, everyone had like a.
God damn, that was a dirty sock. Actually, maybe the cum got some of the dirt off.
It was just like a dirt brown sock with some cum streaks in it.
Hey, do you guys get tired of these fucking super clever pre-packaged Halloween costumes every year? Like official blowjob detective or
blowjob detective? Yeah. What was he? He'll dust for prints to see if there's been a blowjob.
They do.
That is super clever.
That's what I'm gonna be next to, the official blowjob detective. I come after the scene of the crime.
It's always like a guy with a t-shirt that says breathalyzer and then an arrow pointing down toward his cock.
I bet the official Pasadena blowjob detector is searching for producer Brian.
I always wonder what people who listen to this think of producer Brian, because we talk about him a lot more than he gets to come on.
I think it's like a legend and a myth.
Do you think some people really think that he murders people?
No, I don't think anyone thinks he murders people, but I do.
I think the LAPD thinks so.
But I have been asked by people before, this is a true story, if Danny really is gay or not.
Oh, God damn it!
Because we tease you about being gay, and obviously you're not gay, but for some people,
I don't know how obvious
it's not that obvious.
I wonder why they picked Danny out of all of us, though.
Wait.
Well, he's the only one that we tease about being gay.
Right. Hang on. Are these people that listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Do they think that Tanya is just some nickname for a dude that I'm fucking?
Actually, these are women that you've had sex with. that also write into the show.
Wait, Ben, do I know the person that asked if I was gay? Have I met this person?
Yeah, you've met this person.
God damn it, they still think I'm gay even after they met me?
No, I mean, it was like a long time ago. This person was probably only 5 to 8 episodes in, and they still weren't sure if, because we tease you about being gay, right. And they're like, is he gay?
Yeah.
Like, they really thought you were gay.
Somebody asked me if you were gay, who you know. I don't want to tell you their real name, so we'll just call him Cred Savage.
I do have a question for you, though.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I just think about how much we tease Danny and everything and talk about how gross you are or whatever. But does Tanya ever get offended by, like, all the dirty things about you that we point out? Like, does that make her mad that we tease you so much?
Oh, no.
Not in, like, a defensive way. Like, I think about it in the sense of if I were Tanya, I wouldn't like it because then it would make me feel like I only fuck homeless guys.
She doesn't only fuck homeless
guys. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah. Of course. But she knows that you guys are just It's all in good fun. And also, she gets annoyed with me. She loves hearing someone stick it to me. You know what I mean? Like, she loves... That's her favorite part of the show, is when I'm being made fun of.
Yeah.
I feel like you had another question. Oh, we were talking about Producer Brian. That's what it was.
I have another Danny-related question. Oh,
go ahead. We'll get back to Producer Brian later.
Well, actually, this question is to Chris. Well, it's kind of for all the listeners who don't know, but... I mean, me, Danny, and Chris, or Chris, Danny, and I guess I should say, we've all been friends for a really long time, all the way through high school. And Chris, if you remember, like in high school, we didn't tease Danny about the way he smelled. It was just kind of like a thing that me and Chris would joke about. And I was trying to think, like, when did it become okay for us to talk about Danny's hygiene to his face? Do you remember that? Because I remember for a long time it was like, hey, Danny's not around. We should talk about how bad his feet stink.
I think it got to the point where it was, I felt more disrespectful joking without him knowing about it.
Right. That makes sense, because here's the thing. Let's say I start to leave the house and you and Ben are hanging out still. And I'm like, all right, see you guys later. And then I forget my keys and I go to turn around to come back in. And I hear you like, well, fuck, I'm glad Danny's gone. Now we can talk about how much he stinks like shit. That would offend me. You know what I mean? If you had never talked to me about it before. But the only time I would be offended is if I heard someone talking about me behind my back and they were saying things that they wouldn't want to tell me, because I would be more offended, not about the things that they were saying, but by the fact that they were going behind my back and saying them. I wish they could. I feel like anyone could say anything to me.
I think also living with Danny, it became a necessity just for survival reasons. He doesn't stink half as bad as he used to, right, but he's going to carry that
I've gotten much less stinky over the years because I figured out ways to sort of, I don't want to say...
Showering was one thing that he discovered late in life.
But I always wonder if it's like, I mean, obviously Danny's not gay, but we tease him about being gay. So I wonder if listeners that didn't grow up with us, because, I mean, we're to the point now where there's people who listen that don't know either one of us.
Right.
And I wonder if they really think like, well, obviously Danny's not gay, but they tease him about being gay. And I just want to make it clear that it's not like Danny has super great hygiene and it's like an ironic joke we're making. Like, he really does fucking stink. Like, let's make that clear.
And that's a great case for him not being gay.
Exactly. Like, gay people are super clean. They have nice clothes. They iron and press all their garments.
Not all of us. Them.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't want them to think that the stink is just shtick, you know? Like, you really do stink.
Thanks for clearing that up.
And his shtick stinks too.
Like, so just to be clear, Danny is not gay, but he does smell really bad.
Okay, hang on though.
He smells like the inside of a guy's ass. All right. But he's never been in one.
On a scale of one to death, someone that smells like a good smelling girl, and 10 being someone who smells like corpse shit. What did I smell like when you first met me?
Well, I should tell you, corpse shit came about to describe you.
Right, I know. That was something Chris used a long time ago to describe me.
Like, that's pretty bad when your smell is so strong that somebody, like, coins a term for it.
Corpse and shit alone weren't enough to describe it.
They had to join forces.
But when you first met me, was I ever a 10 on the stink scale?
Well, the thing about you now, well, I'm not around you that much now because you're in L.A. and I'm in Sacramento, but... Right. I remember when I first met you and you'd come to my house, your fucking feet stunk so bad. And you were one of those people that, like, when you took off your shoes, it wasn't just your feet stunk, but now the carpet where your feet landed stunk. Like, you were able to transfer stink from feet to carpet. And it wasn't like, well, now your feet have been diluted because 1/8 of the smell went on that part of the carpet. It's like that carpet smells just as shitty as your feet do. And your feet now are like a stronger shitty smell. It's like a super government-made chemical.
So I was a would you say I was a 10?
Yeah, you were by far at your ripest at like
But
17.
I don't mean was at my this 1 to 10 isn't for me. When was I at my 10? This is was I a 10 in the worst smells you've ever smelled is my question.
I've you smell worse than any zoo I've ever been to. That's not a joke. That's just the truth. Like, I've smelled dead animals. You beat that. I've smelled giraffe shit. Your feet are way worse than that. Like, I don't know. Like, your smell isn't even a comparable smell to anything I can compare it to in the earth.
You have to go to other galaxies.
I want to contact NASA with, like, one of your socks.
Sometimes I walk by Daddy's bedroom door and I think either an animal has been decomposing in here for a week or Daddy's home from work.
And it's like, and that's the weird thing is it's not like, well, this smells like the worst human's feet of in the world times 10. It's like, I smell a little bit of feet in there, like a little bit of like Gruyere cheese, a little bit of, like, I don't know. It's just like a weird combination. Like, it doesn't even smell like it's humanly possible. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, well, it's just BO amped to the max.
Right.
It's like, this is a chemical that I know I, you know, like it burns my lungs, but I know it's not something man made.
Right.
Or it shouldn't be.
And it also makes you think that there's no way there could be a loving God that created that.
Do you remember, like, in, maybe we already talked about this, but, Chris, do you remember in junior high when, like, farting in class was such a problem that teachers had to talk to the class about it?
No, I don't remember that.
Is this true?
This is sadly, it's a true story. I remember in, I think it was 7th or 8th grade, but we had a teacher, well, in every class pretty much, Neil Gibson and Donald Gramps and all these guys, they would fart in every class. And it got to the point one day where the teacher flipped out, and I thought he was going to start punching kids. And he had to, like, yell at the class, feeling. And he was like, it was the funniest thing, I think, that ever happened in junior high, because he, like, kicked Neil out of the class. He's like, God damn it, we're in junior high now. You're becoming adults. And he's like, I've been teaching for a long time, and I've never had to stop a class and talk about why you shouldn't fart in class. He's like, you guys are going to be adults soon. He's like, I'm so tired of this. He's all, so now every day when somebody has to be a funny guy and fart, they're out of the class for the rest of the day. He's like, I'm sick of this shit. And he, like, gave us, like, this 15-minute speech about why we shouldn't fart in class.
Oh, please tell me someone farted.
Right when he fucking finished, Donald Gramps goes, and I thought that teacher was going to fucking lose it.
That is the greatest thing ever.
I couldn't stop laughing. It was the funniest thing that...
I mean, the class must have erupted.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio at facebook.com.